Right, Kedvach. We're up to Simon Rei Samach in the Simon. A lot of Yisaitis in the Simon. And we'll try to take a lot. To go through Sif Aleph, I might have to go through Sif Aleph a little quicker and then start all over again, or at least go back onto some points, because it's like middle of Tully, the Reish and the Sefer, the whole Sif. It's like one combined Indian, but let's start. This is Rei Samach Sif Aleph. Hamitzi begalu b'koysel yashin. I go and I find in a heap of stones, or b'koysel yashin, in an old wall, she'ein zeichu mi banai, no one knows, no one remembers who was the one who built this wall. V'lohaya mi mois oylem b'cheska zeh shadoboy ata, or b'cheska zavaysav. The one who owns this wall now cannot claim that he has a chazaka, that this wall was always in his family, his forefathers owned this wall. Mi mois oylem, all the way from the beginning when this wall was built. Then, harehu shomaitza, it belongs to the finder. Whoever finds it is allowed to keep it. Vahu provided shehela chaluda, it already got rusty, it's apparent that it's old. Why are you allowed to keep it? Shani oimer, because I could say, shel akam hakadmoinim hu. It's so old, I could assume that it belongs to the Friyadika Akum. The Gemara says, the Lashon Gemara is a Merim. It came from the Merim when they conquered Eretz Yisrael. When the Eden conquered Eretz Yisrael, they found Matmonius in their batim, Chazal say, that belonged to the Merim. So you could say that belonged to the Akum HaKadmoinimu. Memela, you're allowed to keep it because it didn't belong to this guy who owns the house. You know that it predated this guy. It came from one Friedega owner, a guy, and Mamela, you're allowed to keep it. It's an Aveda, and you're allowed to take it. Provided Vahu Shimta Enna Mata Mata. You found a teef in the ground, went to the wall. Okay, you have to know why you need both for the Achreina Mucha, but basically, because we said before, Shehela Chaluda. Some the Shri Shainim say, Shasach Tvei, that's the Lashon Gemara, means Hela Chaluda. The Ramam says this word that Shim Tzana Mata Mata doesn't mention Chaluda. Somehow the Mechaba puts both together, the Shach and others Mucha. But it seems that you need these two, at least let's learn that you need these two to prove that it was there from Meyaman Kadmainim. It lived a long time. So Vahu Shim Tzana Mata Mata, you found a teef, Kederech Kala Matmani Yisayishonim. So then you're allowed to keep this thing, you're allowed to be toiler belong to the guy. Aval im marim hadvarim, but if it's apparent shehim matmin chodesh, but if it looks like it's not such an old matmin, could be this was a treasure that was recently placed there. I feel an estapik layadava, or even if you're masupik, harezel lo yiga behem, you're now allowed to touch it. Like every time you have alocha or safik hinuch, you're now allowed to touch. Maybe the biologists place it there, that's where they're storing or hiding their stuff, and they're going to come back tomorrow and take it. So you're not allowed to take it. Zana Naveda. Harezel lo yiga behem, shema munachem heim sham. Maybe they were placed there on purpose, and that's where it is, you're now allowed to take it. So far the Reish is talking about an old wall or a gal, and if you parent that it's such an old matmin, you can go back from the times of the Miriam who were there at the beginning of Eretz Yisrael, then you're allowed to keep it, it's Avedis Akum, and it's yours. Meshein Kein, if it possibly, even a Suffolk, it might be a matmin chodesh, it might be a new matmin, then if it's a Suffolk, you're not allowed to touch it. Harela Yigabem, maybe it's not even an Aveda. The second part of the Sif is going to be talking about a Kaisel Chodesh. I want to run through it very quickly and I'm going to come back to the beginning of the Sif. But let's just get through so we see different concepts here. The Kaisel Chodesh, but if it's a new wall, it's not an old wall, it's a new wall that people, apparently by newer walls, people store things in the wall, there are cracks and crevices. The Hainu, what does it mean it's new? Sheyaduah avaysav shel zeh shehudasham banu, you know that him or his forefather, the owner of this wall or his forefathers, built this wall. V'lo yatzav mirshusam, and never left their rishus. The mitziah hanimtzas boy, any mitziah that's found in this wall, ventzach. If it's mechatzio lechutz, if it's on the outer half of the wall, the owners of the wall don't usually store stuff on the outer half that's open to Rishus Rabbim, so you know it came from someone in Rishus Rabbim, then who shall might say? Then whoever finds it is also vital allowed to keep it. You know, wasn't there from the Yom Kadmainim, still you're allowed to keep it. I feel Yesh Besimin, who provided Shehela Chaluda. It's still apparent that it was there for such a long time, so you know Shevadin Nisyashu Bailav Mimeni, you know for sure that the Bailam already Miyayish from it, because Why is it there for such a long time? No one keeps their stuff and stored in other people's walls for such a long time. You know for sure that the guy who stored it there forgot where he stored it, he gave up, and it was already Yish. So you're getting it after Yish. Why do you know Shavadi and Siyah Shabbailam Memenu Kimun Sha'arach Leisham Mayamim? You know it was there already a long time. However, Mechetzi or Lefnim, if it's in the inner half of the wall, where the owners of the houses normally store things in the wall, it's typical for them to do such a thing, then Shabbalabais, it belongs to the Balabais. We know it's a Balabais, it's not an Aveda. What are you going to say? That it's there a long time? Balabatim store things in their houses for a long time too. They store things, they know where it is, and that's where they store it. They could store things for a very long time. Even if it's hella chalud, it's not a chiddush why it's there for such a long time. In the lashon hashach and sifkan ches, shein balabai shecher cheftza yomim rabim. That's taisa. It's a lashon ha-taisis. A person doesn't forget that stuff there for a long time. That's where he stores it. He can keep it there for years, but he knows that it's there. Others say that even if the balabai's taka forgot that it's there, but he's still not miyayish, because he knows he stored it somewhere in his house. Eventually he's going to find it. So today he doesn't know, I forgot where I placed my wallet, I forgot where I placed my whatever it is. I had a pen, I forgot where I placed it. So what? I know I'll get it today, tomorrow, next month, next year. Eventually I found out it's going to turn up because I know it's somewhere in my house. So the bailim, the owners of the houses, aren't miyayish. All right. And then the end of the mechaber is v'mumale kol ha-kaisel. If it's a thing that fills the entire kaisel, the inner half and the outer half, so now what are you going to say? It came from the outer people, or it came from the inner people? We're not sure where it came from. If it came from the outer people, if it came from someone, not the owner, so you know he was already miyaj. If it came from the inner person, then he was the owner, he wasn't miyaj. So you have a suffix, what to do? What to do in such a case is chokan. I feel him kol ha-kaisel meshupa, even if the kaisel is slanted. So you could assume maybe it was started at one point and it rolled over, and that's how it was mamale kol ha-kaisel. Still, you say yachloiku amrinu v'lo yamrinu memakom agvayhu v'neskagu lemakom ha-shafel. So basically, I went through this very quickly. I'm going to start over again. But basically, if it's a kaisel yashin, you have a right to be told it came from a goy. But if it's a kaisel chadosh, so now someone's around who did it, not a friedeker, so you have to know, is it the person who owns it? So it's a mechetz yolefnim, it's the owner. It's mechetz yolechutz, the person was miyayish, and if you're allowed to keep it. Okay, let's start all over again, because there are many chadushim in this simen, in this sif, sorry.
This halacha of mali kol kaisel chelkin. You split it with the person inside.
Right, with the owner.
If he says, yeah, it's mine.
He's going to claim it's his, but it's hella chaluda. So on the inner half of the wall, it makes sense why it should be his. But on the outer half of the wall, mechetesi, why should it?
It's one item. We're talking about it.
Right, but people generally don't store, even owners generally don't store an item, even if it's one item, that reaches the outer half of the wall, because someone in Rosh Hashanah might come by and just take it, right? So they try to keep on their half of the wall, and the people on the outside stay on their half of the wall. So yes, it's a very large item, and he needed to fill it, but we still have that suffix. Whose is it? Is it the owner's? He could claim it's his. So up, it's still, maybe not. Maybe it's someone mibachutz. So we don't know if it's his or someone outside. So like a suffix moment, this type of suffix moment, halacha is yach like a chokin.
This is my wall. I mean, I own this wall.
You own this wall.
Where
boy v'shama? Oh, you? Yeah. Yeah, okay, so you have to know what happened to the muxik. Why is it considered a muxik here? Kivega handles pashas, yes. No matter what, the halach is yachloiko. And for Ked, it's only talking about, Yitzchak, it's only talking about where the guy says it's his. Because if the guy wouldn't say it's his, let's say the beginning of Siv Gimel, the Rambam says that we're talking about a case where the owner claims it's his. But if the owner doesn't claim it's his, let's say he knows for sure it's not his, it's not mine, and now it's just a mitzias, and then for sure it's going to belong to the mitzay. So we're talking about, yes, the owner claims it's his, but if it's mechet yolechutz, we have to assume that it came from the outside, from someone, not the owner, and it was already miyayish.
It's talking about where the outside wall borders with Shisaram. It's not talking
correct
about the house with a chutzah.
Well, we're not. If a house was chatzi, good, but then we'll be talking about the kaisel at the end of the chatzah that's joining Rishus Harabim. Yeah, not talking about the wall in his house right away from Rishus Harabim. Correct. I mean, what would someone go into your house and store stuff? 100%. Okay, let's start all over again. Let's try to take this apart slowly. Okay, the halacha start again. Hamaiti begala bekaisel yoshin. Shein zeichem mi banoi. So you don't remember. So We cannot say that the owner there now has it as a legacy of miyamim from Dairi Dairis. Then the halakha is harehu shel maitza, you're allowed to be toiler that it belongs to the maitza. Yeah, it belongs to the maitza. Vahu shehele chaluda, provided it's old. So now, right now, you're allowed to keep this item. Why? Because it'd be ketoiler that it came from the Merim from Free Adigagoyim. Rabbeinu Shalom, it's sitting in someone else's chatza. The halakha is chatza's kind of afilu shalem midaitai. So afilu if the Bailim didn't know that it was in his chatz. He didn't know that there was a gewaltige matma in this treasure that's stored in his wall. But the halacha's chatz is kind of filu shleim medaita. So how could the halacha be that you're allowed to keep it if you know it already belonged to the guy? So whoever owns it now, his chatz, or maybe the first Yiddisha owner, his grandfather, his great-grandfather, whatever, the first Yiddisha owner who owns this house was kind of the item with chatz. Chatz is kind of shleim medaita. So how are you allowed to keep it? This kasha is a $1 million kasha. Every single rishon is the kasha, and just about every single rishon gives a different teretz. There's about, I would say, about 10 different terutzim to this kasha. Now, I'm not going to share with you 10 terutzim, but I'll share with you a few, and it's very stated there, because from this kasha we learn out a lot of halakhas, many halakhas in Hilchos Chatza, depending which shita you go. But this kasha, what happened to Chatza? Why wasn't the owner's Chatza koina? And I'll be honest with you, even amongst the 10 or so terutzim the Rishonim say, there's another major machlekes achreinim, one machlekes after another, if they're different terutzim, if some terutzim overlap, if the Raman really means a Rosh, and Taizah really means a Mordechai, and they're running around, like they're trying to shtim, each Rishon really means the other Rishon, but there are distinct Lishonis in the Rishonim. And I'm going to share with you a few. Let's go one by one. The first eitz, let's start with this eitz, is the Mordechai. The Mordechai says a chiddush, and he says that chatza could only be kind of shalem midaitai if it's something that you have, that you entertained, may come into your chatza. Something that you anticipate, or at least you acknowledge, yeah, that there is that possibility that this item may come into my chatza. So then, such a chatza is kind of shalem midaitai. It's as if, I know you have stam das, as if your chatza is prepared for you, to work for you, because you know that that might happen. So Mamela, it's like the chatz is authorized. In that event, he should be koina, she should be koina for you. That's, but if it's something that's bechlal, alal, das, adam, that's going to be that this matmain, anyone here thinks that they have a matmain belonging to someone else in their house, on their walls, no one thinks of that. So it's bechlal, something that's not ruggle, something so uncommon, something that's so out of the ordinary, Mamela, your chatz cannot be koina. It's a chiddush halach in Hilchos Chatz, a chatz cannot be koina, something which is not a dover which is shchir to be there. It's a Mordechai shita. And Gerada the Ramah, the Pashas the Ramah, Simen Reish Samaches, later on Hilchos Aveda Metzia, the Ramah paskins like this shita is a Mordechai. That a chotze cannot be coined as something which is not shchir to be there, something that you're not ala al daitoi that's going to be there. Memelu, this matmin doesn't belong to the Baal HaChotze. Fine, that's the first teretz. That's the Mordechai. Another teretz. Another Yisaystik Teretz, which is similar but really totally different, and that's Taisis and Rosh and others, and they say Chatzah can only be kind of something which eventually you will find, or eventually you might find. Something which is Seifai Lihimatzai. Something that, okay, my Chatzah right now, it's like my Yad or whatever it is, my Shliach. So if as long as eventually I might come to it, so then, yeah, now I can say my Chatzah is doing it for me. But if it's impossible, I won't ever come to find this item. It's so hidden or so buried that I'm never going to find this item, or it's going through. I'll never find this item. Something like that, my Chatzah cannot be going. It'll never get to me. So my Chatzah, my extended Yad, whatever it is, doesn't work for me because it's never going to come to me. That Chatzah cannot be going. And this matmine, Bederech Hetevo, will not be found. No one's going to find this thing. It takes this guy to be snoopy, and he got by accident, came across this item, and he found it. But Bederech Kal, no one's going to find this matmain, and my mail of my chotze cannot be koina. That's a shitas atoisis. It's a second pshat. It's different than the Mordechai. Mordechai is talking about whether it's alal daite mitchila should be there. And Tois is saying whether it's seif limati lebeseif. At the end of the day, after everything's said and done, will I end up finding this item? That's the Tois. The Nesivis goes with this Taisis in many different places. And Akitekach, he even plugs into the Ramah and Reis HaMaches that the Ramah doesn't mean the Mordechai, he really means Taisis. Or maybe Mordechai Guvu is Taisis. Okay, but Nesivis says this in many places. Here in Sivkan Dalet, in Reish Lamed Beis Sivkan Ches, over there in Reis HaMaches, I believe Sivkan Gimel. He says that in a bunch of places, he goes with this Shita very strong. Taisa shita that chatzah cannot be kind of something which is not seifei lehimatzei, a blitz chiddush in hilchas chatzah. And agav, from the achrenim, it's not clear, even though pasha is only in hilchas chatzah, some achrenim want to say, or it's a mevun achrenim, that this halacha is not limited to chatzah, could be for other kinyanim as well. If a guy does hagbah on something, and he doesn't know, I did hagbah on your, your glove, and I didn't realize that buried inside one of the fingers of the glove is a matmoin that I'll never be able to find. It's a diamond, whatever. So then, even if I did hagbah, that kinyan hagbah also might not work because it's a dover which is ein soifeli himatzei, or it's a dover not shchirch to be there. You have to know. But they some achrenim mavur that this concept is not just limited to kinyan chatzah; it works for all kinyanim. But that's a dover chadish, and I'm going to share with you a couple of stories. That why this is so negay. The third teretz is the Rosh. The Rosh, besides Taisis, says yet another teretz. And he says, the Gemara again says it was a Shalaus Shamarim. It came from the Marim when he didn't conquer Eretz Israel. So the Rosh says that the second the Yidim was Zeich in Eretz Israel, then they were automatically zeichen all the shalal of Eretz Yisrael. That's also part of the Yerusha's Eretz Yisrael. And it belongs to every single yid, not just the person who owns this house. It means even though this matmoin of the Marim were found in Chelek bin Yamin, it doesn't belong to just Chelek bin Yamin or the guy who owns this house. It belongs to Kol Klai Yisrael. Klai Yisrael was zeichen all the shalal of Eretz Yisrael. Memela, it's not, for sure not the guys anymore. Now it belongs to the yidin who conquered Eretz Yisrael. Everybody, the whole Klal Yisrael. And they already were Miyayish. They gave up because they didn't find the Shlal. It's been many years and no one came across the Shlal. So they already gave up. So Gans Klal Yisrael was already Miyayish. So Mamela now has a Din in Aveda. Pesach the Rosh. But when you or your forefathers started and walked into this house, or the first Yid who was Zeicha in Eretz Yisrael, who went into this house, at that point, Klal Yisrael was not yet Miyayish from this Aveda. So the Aveda came into this chatzah before Yish. So just like when you pick up an Aveda before Yish, and then the Bailam subsequently Ami Yayish, the halach is you cannot keep it. Why? Because Be'isura Asa L'Yadei, you got it Be'isa. When you got it, you were Chayv B'Hashav already, so now the Yish cannot be Chal. So too, this chatzah can no longer be Kaina, because it's Be'isura Asa L'Yadei, it came into the chatzah Be'isa, because at the time it entered the chatzah, he wasn't allowed to be koina because it belongs to Gans Klai Yisrael Koidim Yish. I already Klai Yisrael already Miyayish, so what? It's Besura Asa
L'Yadei. Some things that you're not going to find, it also applies to Kinyanim. So that thing.
No, that's only because I'm going with the other Teretz. The Rosh is having a new Teretz.
According to the other Teretz, the Rosh chat won't work out.
Why?
Because
Klal Yisrael
wasn't
koined
because it was...
No, Klal Yisrael was koined because they got a Yerushas Eretz Yisrael. It was a matana that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave.
You just said in Kinyanim that's not going to work.
I don't know. Okay, you have to know with the Eretz Yisrael, I hear. Okay, fine. So this is the problem. The problem is that the whole Svaro, Pashtas, let's say Tois Yisrael, why Yisrael Asa L'Yadei doesn't work, it's because you already have a Chiv HaShava. So there's a Chiv going back to the Bailam. So now that he wants to be Miyayich, it's too late. He can't undo your Chiv HaShava that's going towards the Bailam. But a Chatzah, it's in your Chatzah and you don't know about it. You can't have a Chiv HaShava, Pashtas, on something that you don't know about. Right? So if you can't have a Chiv HaShava, so why do we invoke the concept of Yisur HaSaliyah? It's not Yisur HaSaliyah then. Or let's say you go with the Ramban's Pshat. The Ramban holds that the reason why Yish doesn't work when you got it before Yish is because you become the Shema of the Bailim. And now it blabs like Yish B'Shus. He wants to be Miyayish, but it's ready in his B'Shus because I'm holding it for him. If I don't know it's in my chatzah, I'm certainly not holding it for him. I'm not holding a becha. I don't even know it's there. So where do you see this yish b'shus type of a concept? And the achrenim mocha, many achrenim mocha on this type of concept. How do you say isur asal yadi by a chatzah? And there are different terutzim there. And Oza has a pshat, the chazanish has a pshat. I'll share with you the chazanish's pshat. It's the simplest pshat. And that is, that ain't a chanambi. The svara of isur asal yadi really doesn't work by chatzah. But Hayoyis Chatzah can't be better than Yad. It's Mitam Yad, or can't be better than Yad. And if you would get it Mitam Yad, if you would pick it up yourself, then you would have had the Svara Yisur HaSal Yadei. So now, even though you get it through your Chatzah, and even though the Svara Yisur HaSal Yadei really doesn't work, but it can't be Adifa Miyadei. Had you picked it up yourself, you wouldn't be able to be Koina. So how could your Chatzah yet be Koina for you? If B'chi Agan had it been your Yad, you wouldn't have been able to be Koina.
If it came into your Yad,
closed.
Right, if you came into Yad Ba'ofen that you wouldn't have the sort of Gezeiras Deavad, you would be able to be Koinah. But yeah, it's a difficult concept. But really, believe that hopefully when we do Reish Samach Beis, we'll revisit this, because this is also Negeil Halacha. If your chutz, if something came into your chutz, which is Ma'is Mechol Yom, people leave stuff in your car, it came already a Surah Siliyadi before you knew about it, unless by the time you found, let's say you know the guy who's Miyayish. Let's say it was money, so you know he's Miyayish right away. But the second it dropped in your car was before Yish, do we already say it's a Surah Siliyadi and you can't be Koinah? It's really, this sugya of Yisur Seder Bechata really is there. It's just the Rosh is plugging it in over here. Okay, but one thing is clear, like the Rosh, Lachari comes out, like the Rosh, that this whole halacha could only be in Eretz Yisrael. Means we're talking about which type of goyim, we're talking about the goyim of a Miriam, we're really the Gans Klai, so we're already Zeich in it. And then it came into the owner of the house before Yish, so then it's Yisur Asaliyadig. But let's say we're in America. Well, let's say it would be in Eretz Yisrael that the notzada came from the Miriam, but it came from, maybe from the Arabs, whatever it is. So b'chayi gavna, what's the problem? The chotzer should be koina. The whole reason why the chotzer of Babais can't be koina is because we're saying that Kleiser was zeich in it before Yish. But here there was no Kleiser to be zeich. It's a regular thing. I bought a house. It belonged once upon a time to a goy, let's say 70 years ago. There was 17 Yiddish owners in between. But this item, I could say, already belonged to the goy. It was built into the walls. I know it started from the time it was built. Right, so that's how it was. I'm going to be koin. I normally, like the other Rishonim, I would be koin. The Maitre would be koin. But like the Rosh, not true. The Balabais was koin. Because his chatzah kataka be koin. The only reason why not is because Klaiso was zeich in Yerusha Sa'aretz and it came before Yish. There's no Klaiso to be zeich in that first guy who built the house. So it comes out that the whole Rosh, like this Teretz Rosh, the whole halacha is only in Eretz Yisrael b'chai gavna that it could be Taylor came from the Miriam. Which is a davar chadash.
For example, in Yerushalayim after the second Churban, when they raised the whole city down, right? They were, they were chayvish the whole year. So it's not
correct. It would not be. And rather, the lashon of mechaber is not that it came from the Miriam. But we're not saying bedafka the Miriam, and the mechaber is not saying it's dafka in Eretz Yisrael. It's even in Chutz Laaretz. But the Kol Ramaz and Halacha LaMoshe both say that in the Rosh, it's only if it's in Eretz Yisrael. That's the but.
But even in Eretz Yisrael, the second owner of the house should be koyin b'chatzer.
The first owner of the house.
No, the first owner of the Rosh says not because it would be Yaish.
Right. Oh, so the Rosh says, why isn't the subsequent owner? Because everyone's coming from the same chatzah, that the same chatzah had a din on it, Yisur HaSaliyadeh. So anyone who comes mikoyach that chatzah cannot use that chatzah to be koyin.
Could it be that these mechanics are not like the original mechanics of Aveda, since the nature of how it took effect? It was always Shomer. And you see that Yachleiku is not a din Aveda.
Right. That's later on. Okay, that because it might belong to the Bailam. That's not called Saveda Taka. But here, the second day, it belonged to a goy, and the goy left. It's a Naveda Zakam. So now you let
it. Is it like any Aveda, or is it from the fact that it was always Shomer? And it was. You think once the guy was removed.
Once a guy forgot where he put the item, at that point it becomes an aved, and it's aved zakam, which is mutter l'chayr. All right, let me share with you yet another teretz, and I'll bring you a couple of stories. Another teretz is the teretz of the Rambam. The Rambam says the madach by zuto sheyam, that is something that you own, but now it's irretrievable. It's avudim imeno mikolodim. The halacha is you lose your bailus on it, and anyone is allowed to take it. Koshikain here, were you going to say that the guy's chotzer should be koina? How could his chotzer be koina? It's something which is a matmain, it's avudim imenu mikolodim. No one has found this item for hundreds of years. It's tif, it's buried. It's avudim imenu mikolodim. So your chotzer is not koina. So the Ravid asks on the Rambam, what do you mean? If you zutu shayam, you lose the item, but chotz, let me my chotzer be koina. The Navid says in the halakha zutu shayam, that you can't make a maisa kinyan, that your chotzer be koina. So of them, Zoktim Mekervis and Mishnah, and a couple of different mishpat, Makan Frayim's mishpat like that, different mishpat in Reish Samachas. Then in a chenam, the Rambam doesn't mean that your chotzer wasn't koina. Rambam means your chotzer was koina, but a second later you lost it, because it became zutu shayam. I mean, Yutaka owned it, but Madoch something that you once knew about, but once it comes to Shoyam, you lose it. Something that you never knew about, Koshikin will invoke the concept of Zuto Shoyam and you'll lose it.
The second that it's found, this chotzer should be koina before the other guy takes it.
Second, I see where it is. Your chotzer should now be koina, that it's not avudim mimeno or mikolodim.
You grab it out of the
No, but when you grab it, it's no longer in your chotzer. But he's asking that Luchay, it's still in the guy's chotzer. And if the whole reason why he's not going is because Avudim Imenu Mikol Adam, the second the Maitzei sees it, it's no longer Avudim Mikol Adam. That's discussion. No, Ri is not koina. No, you need a Pash. Is he going to have to say? I hear the kashi, but going to have to say that vice versa. If just one person sees it, that doesn't make it ois avudu menu makalot. It means beetim. It is a matman. Beetim. It's tif, and no one should be koina it, and no one should see it. It's a taka avudu menu makalot. But ma'aseh, what Shvan the Rambam is if the taka that's the pshat that it's avudu menu makalot. So then, why did the Gemara have to say it was Shosach Tvei, and we know that it came from Terech Tzaitim, and we know it came from the Marim or whatever, we know it came from those early Goyim. I'll tell you, it didn't come from the early Goyim. It came from this guy's father, it came from his grandfather, it came from his Elta Zedo, it came from 100 years old, but it's still Avudim and Mekol Adam. So Taka started out as a Yiddish, let's say it has a shame, it was a pair of tefillin. So you know for sure it started with some Yiddish Ahuna, but it's Avudim and Mekol Adam. See, he already lost it. So Memeo, I'm allowed to keep it. If it's Taka, Emes, Azuta, Shiyam, then I don't need to be toilet became it belonged to the guy, I'll be able to keep it because he lost it. It's a Zuta Shoyam. Which is a bit schwer. God that the Pirsha Mishai doesn't mention a Miriam, but it's a Gemara. Even the Rama also, this Lashon Shani Yom Mishalakam Kadmainim is a Lashon Ramam. Why do you have to say Shani Yom Mishalakam? Even if it belongs to a Yid, it's a Vudim Mimenu, Makal Adam.
No, because the person knows where he put it.
The Elter Zayda died already 100 years. Right? And we're talking about Dairi Dairis. So why does it have to be Dairi Dairis all the way back up to the Marim or all the way back up to a guy? We'll say it only went three generations back. It even says the name. It says the name on the Tfilin Zekah. We know that guy lived 200 years ago. That guy, and it was buried there for 200 years. It's Avudim Imenu Mekol Adam, so I'd be able to keep it now. Even though his Enakol Chiyarin shouldn't it. But the second it's there for a long period of time, that's Avudim Imenu Mekol Adam, anyone should be able to keep it. I didn't see anyone here Takash and Ram. I wonder, there are Pshatim, let's say, the Beis Yosef and others who say the Ramam never meant it, and the Ramam really only means Taisis, it's not Hoivelim Matzei, so that's why Yechatz isn't going to. Yeah, so if you do that, very nice. If you undo the Ramam, it's fine. But if Kepshutah, Laloshin Rambam, and it's Mavul like that also in the Rishonim, Miuchas Atamad Rashba says it, but Mami says Zutu Shiyam, it sounds like it's a real Zutu Shiyam. Yeah, he can place it to Zutra Vidum Kaladim, but they only say it was only to learn out something which is not heavily matzah, can be kind. It's Pasha's not the Pshan Rambam. If you learn the Ram Kapshuta, then what's going on? Why do you have to say it belonged to a guy, even if it didn't belong to a guy?
A simple question. If you have someone who owned it, he died 2 years later, he hid it. His children, his great grandchildren never knew about it. That's not a problem. Don't have to know about it in order to be
Miyash
on it?
No, but Avudum Kaladim doesn't need Yish. Something which is totally irretrievable, even if the person's not miyayish, the halach is it's hefka, it's like yish. It might be mitam yish. Correct. Now the others who ask Akash on the Rambam, altogether, how do you have the surah of Zutu Shoyam? I think the good to say is of Yastakasha. Zutu Shoyam is that it's so far-fetched. And if I would know where it is, it's irretrievable. Here, the only reason why it's irretrievable because I don't know where it is. Whoever would know where it is, the owner who would know where it is, at that point, it would be irretrievable. It's right there, right next to him in the wall. So you have to know altogether why, what's a tushel, how you can invoke Zutu Shoyam here. But the Maisa, that's what the Rambam says. There are many halachas, nugeya, based on these, that if chotze cannot be koina, so let's do away with the shalal of Marim or the Rosh, because the same from the Mechaba, not like that. But the Ramah goes either with Taisis or with the Mordechai. Is it something which is not shchich to be there, or it's not hoivali himotze, your chotze is not koina. So Mamela Zokter Ramon, Reshalam Mebesif Yudches, Maisa Joya Kachoya, a guy bought a whole shipment of bedil, of tin, and he flipped it to somebody else. So Reuven bought it from a guy and he flipped it to Shimon. And now Shimon discovers that it was just the top layer, it was only bedil, tin coated, but underneath was full of silver. And the shaila was, who owns the silver? Does it belong to Shimon, the buyer, or does it belong to Reuven? Because it was in Reuven's chatza all along. Zokter Ramah from the Mordechai, no, it belongs to Shimon. Because Reuven's chatza was never koine this item. He couldn't have been koine this item because it's not a dova which is shchich to be, that buried in tin should be silver, or it's not a dova hoivali matze. Either way, to say it tastes in the Mordechai. And Mamela, the halacha is, it belongs to Shimon. Because of this halacha. And we have this keseida, you'll have. This is already more difficult, but sometimes you go, I get the shiloh off, and you get people get in the store, they'll get a coin from a store owner, and the coin is a valuable coin. It's a, you know, weedy penny, but it's a silver penny from 1942, or if it's an old coin, and they want to know, is the store owner zoich in it? So Here it's a little easier to detect, but it's a tumor lovelier in the Piskachu brings an Avedis Agashuni, the Lavosh, and Meshlam Megill. Well, it could be that even such a thing, if it's not hoivili motzi for the store owner, because it goes in and out, in and out, in and out, so Mamela, he was never koinit, and whoever the boy is, that last boy was koinit this item. There's no lifnim mishuzah din here, the Melamed Lohail says, because I'm toiler belong to the guy. Lifnim mishuzah din is, if I know it belongs to you, and you lost it machmas yish, you lost it barkok, so you didn't want to lose it, but never you lost it. So lifnim mishuzah din, I should give it back to you. But here, I'm allowed to keep it because I'm being toiler that really belong to the guy. So mamela, I'm allowed to keep it. So not, there's another maisa which was not so long ago. There was a maisa in Eretz Yisrael. If you hold the Tisham Lefnei Mishuzah Din, like the Rama, and it will go only out, yeah, but Nachama, but the Rama is still being Toiler that it belonged to the Amarim. So once you'd been Toiler, it belonged to the Akim HaKadmainim, so then Vaita. As long as I have that Tliya, it's not a problem. All right. Now, let me just tell you another Maisa. The Maisa which happened in Eretz Yisrael, a Kablan, a builder, bought a tract of land, a house. And you figure he's building up a development. So he raised the house, he knocked down the house, and in the rubble, kids were playing, Kedarkam B'Kodesh, they were playing, and they found Taka Matmoin. And now it became a Shaila, who owns this Matmoin? Is it the previous owner, the builder, or the kids who found it? And it's really not the kids, like the fathers, it's the kids are Semech HaShulchan Ovev, so it belongs to the father. So it's a three-way Shaila, who owns this thing? But based on this halacha, the Paiskim Paskin, that if it was something which was not a Dover, which was Shchiach, to be there, and it was not a davar hoiveli matze, the halacha is, it will belong to the finder, because the kablan's chotzer was never koined. Yes, he owned a piece of land for a year, but he never was going to find this. He was going to knock down this house. No way in a million years he's going to find this item. You see, even Lebesayf, he didn't find it. The kids were playing around, the rubble found it. So, since it's something that it's not hoiveli matze, not shchiach lavay, the kablan doesn't own it, the last guy owns it, the kids own it.
What about the rush?
Huh?
What about the rush?
What rush?
That's the only reason why there was
Chosaron
over there was for...
Right, we don't go with the Rosh Teretz Shalal. We hold like the other Rishonim Tirism, because the Rosh, you see, the Rosh would be limited Teretz Yisrael, and we don't have the Halakha Mechabez even for Chutz
Laretz. It's actually the Chutz could go and be
regardless
of what I had in
mind. Like that second Rosh is Teretz. Yeah, but we don't go like that. We go that if something was not Shechiach to be there, not Hoivin Limotzei, you could keep it.
In the case he was a Mulzik, would you go ahead and be
able to pass
the Rosh?
Nah, Pashtus not, but... Whatever, we'll have to save that really to raise some makbeis, but Pashtus not. And let's say the guy did, so he might be in a vayin for touching your wall, maybe, but that doesn't make it yours. Your chotzer still can't be koina. All right. So you have these stories. Now I'm going to share with you, first let me tell you another halacha, and I'll share with you another story, which just mamish came out recently. The lashon ha-mechabesh on the oima shel akim ha-kadmainim. It doesn't have to be the Mariam, it could be any guy. The Sma says, who adin akim ha-chein kom akim lefi ma-shehu. In every city, wherever it is, if you know it belongs to those goyim, or you know it could belong to those goyim, and mele, you're allowed to keep it, because yenim schatz is not koine, and you're allowed to be koine it. What happens if you know that this house was built by a Yid, let's say the house is taka 70 years old, but you go through the records and you see through the titles, you see that everyone from day one were Yidin. A house built in Lakewood, but yeah, it's five owners ago, but five, four, three, two, one, every single owner were Yidin. And now you find this thing. So you know Zir Minyam Kadmainim, and you know that, say, the Balachotzo would not be koine because of these swords they showed him. It's not the davar hoivel limatzei. Are you the maitzei allowed to keep it? Because you could assume it belonged to the first owner, and the first owner was long miyayish. He's gone. Just like we could assume it belonged to the first owner, the goy, and you're allowed to keep because aved is akam. So too are you allowed to assume it belonged to the first owner, who was a yid, and it was already a long time miyayish. So Pashas L'Chayre, the answer should be yes, just like here. But the Prisha says not. The Prisha says, at the beginning of the sermon, Prisha says a chiddush. He says like this, that something which was stored, something which is a matmain, something which was placed there, bikavono, and the Bailim typically do that, we're not going to assume that the Bailim forgot where they placed it and they were miyayish, or when they sold the house to the second owner, so they were miyayish. He says, if you don't know, that's what's Masha from the preacher, if you don't know, you're going to assume better that the first owner died. He didn't sell it to the second owner, he died. Because if he went to die, he would have zichah taken and retrieved this matmain. He died. And the Yorshim didn't know about the matmain. And the Yorshim, let's say, sold it to the second owner. Memela, there was never yish to begin with, because the owner was not miyayish. If he would have been alive, he would have taken the item before selling the house. But he died before he had a chance to be miyayish. He had to die before he had a chance to retrieve this item. The Yorshim never knew about the item to be miyayish. They never knew bechlal that it existed. So Memela, that's why they sold the house. Memela, Zok the Prisha, then in that case it's going to be Yehei Munach. If you don't know which owner it was, it's going to be Yehei Munach at Shev Eliyahu to tell you if it's owner one, owner two, owner three. If you don't know who the owner one was, you have to always be mesupik. We know it was a Yid. We don't know which Yid it belongs to. And there was no Yish, because you have better assume that the guy died without Yish than to assume that he sold it and he didn't retrieve his matmain. A chiddush of the prisha. A ma'aseh shehaya mamish a few months ago, a guy called me up. I believe it was in Rhode Island. I don't remember which state it was. A guy called me up, and it's a chiddush. Let me stress. It's a chiddush of the prisha. First, he's naming on, which is might not seem such a chiddush. He's naming on that Yorshim who don't know about an item is not considered Yish. We don't say, it's like either it's not Yish at all, or maybe it's like Yish Lamid. That's what is Lahav Yish. But we don't say that for the fact that the Yorshim never know about it, and Lucha Yish Godel Mizah. No, that's not Yish. They didn't know about the item to give up on the item, so it's not Yish. Sorry?
The dead guy,
no, once he's dead, it's not his item to be miyayish anymore. He's takim miyayish. When he comes to Elam Emes, he's takim miyayish, but it's not his anymore to be miyayish. Belongs to the Yorshim. It's too late. So now, so the Yorshim don't have a halacha that miyayish, and he holds even further. I saw some haint to go on to say that that's only when it's in the house, because the svara, the other svara that said, the kozman's in my house, I'm not miyayish because I know eventually I'll retrieve it. So who didn't they want to say Yorshim when they inherit a house? They know that the father might have stuffed and stored away items somewhere under the mattress, and eventually they're going to find it. So the Yorshim also not miyayish. But come to us, if you learn that, sir, the second they sell it, by says they gave up. That means they checked the house from top to bottom, every nook and cranny, and they gave up. But from the preacher, you see that even though it was sold to people, no problem. There is no yish in that case. I might show you a few months ago, a guy calls me up. I think it was in Rhode Island, Providence, or maybe, I don't remember. He calls me up. He was in a shul, one of these altar shuls, and he found a Sefer of Chavetz Chaim, a Hilchos Lashon Hara, printed in Tav Reish Lamed Gimel. That was the very first printing of the Chavetz Chaim. And in there was notes on a stationery of a Rav. He has his title of a certain Rav in Europe. And he has Ha'aris on the Chavetz Chaim, which was written in Tav Reish Lamed Dalet, a year later after Chavetz Chaim was printed. Some Rav in Europe wrote Ha'aris on the Sefer. And he was so happy, he's going to find, he's going to sell this to one of these, you know, Kaifzim and Yarchinim, and he'll make so much money. But he has a Shaila that, is he allowed to keep it, or does it belong to the person who wrote the notes? This is Yarshim. That was his Shaila.
Did he know who they are?
He didn't even know who this Rav was yet. He's trying to figure out who this Rav is. He has to do some mystery here. Now, we could assume that it's not pshat that the Rav was in the shul and he decided to write notes and stick the notes in the sefer of the shul. It's pashas, it once belonged to the Rav. The sefer belonged to him. And I guess after he was nifta, the Yorshim may have not been from anymore in Rhode Island, I have no idea. But whatever it is, the Yorshim decided they'll do a toiva filo rabbim and they'll donate all the rabbi's library, all his svarim to the local Orthodox synagogue, and they gave it to the shul. And they didn't know that there were the notes in it, pashtis. And Mamela, there was never yish in the first place. And Mamela, it still belongs to this Rav's Yorshim, and by now you could have thousands of Yorshim. You'd have to track all the Ben Achabens, you have to track down, and they'll divide it up. That was the Shaila. So L'chaira, like this Prisha, it should come out.
It's very different in this scenario. They donated to the shul. Right?
They donated to the shul, but the notes, they didn't know to donate. It was inside the sefer. It was a separate piece of paper inside, buried in the sefer. It was a matman, just like he sold this house with the matman, but the selling isn't on the matmon. The selling's on the house without the matmon. So when they gave the sefer, they gave the sefer without the notes. They didn't know there were notes in there.
In the case of tin and silver, they got to be mounted on the silver. In the case of the notes in the sefer, they're not mounted on the notes. The same way they donated the sefer.
I don't know. You have to know them. If they have maybe a treasured item, the father's notes, the horis, and the Chavetz Chaim. I don't know. You have to know who they were. But so it should come out that if you learn like this preacher, the yish was never chal, and even if he gave it away, and right now, taka belongs to Yorshim, and you can't keep it. You're going to have to track down who the Yorshim are. God, the Prisha is a mechudish also could be mitamacher, and that is there is a shitas hanesivis. Could be other achrenim a mashma like that as well. It's a chiddush hanesivis maskim, but the hanesivis is mash is mavur that yarshim can only yarshim things that they'll eventually find. But things that the Yerushim are unaware of and they'll never find, then even Yerusha is not chal on it. In which case, b'chiyai gavno, of our case, it's Yitachin, that so what? It belonged to one Yid who died and the Yerushim sold the house to someone else. But if it's as Asot Matman that you see historically was never found, you see it was Tif, it was buried in a way that's not going to be found, it's not a Shchiach Limotze. That's why the second owner's Chatzah can't be Koina. So then the first Yerushim's Yerusha will never be coined either. And Mamela now belongs to the second guy or third guy or now whoever found it should own it. Right, well, the Nesiva says about Yerusha. Yeah, I don't know if it's the same Svara, a different Svara, but he holds Yerusha cannot be coined as something that you'll never find.
So
right. He doesn't come to argue with the Prisha, he's somewhere else. And the thing is, L'chayra, he's arguing with the Prisha. L'chayra, from the Prisha, you see that the Yerusha was Chal without a Yish. And later in the Sivis, you'll have an Eitzah here that maybe the Yerusha was never Chal, in which case it belies, I know, Hefka, belies whatever, and now whoever finds it, finds its keepers, and now can keep it.
Assume you know someone's grandfather has a Swiss account, you don't tell him.
Well, guy has, I don't know how a Swiss account works. It was a deposit or there's money in an account?
It's a, you know, they shield those accounts.
I know, when they shield those accounts, but it's like a security. You're talking about safety deposit bags, you're talking about like a regular bank account. So a bank account's really halva. So it means the grandfather lent money to a guy, and now the guy owes the money, or the Swiss bank owes the money to some of the Yerushim or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And now when you want to say that, since they don't know about it, they're not going to, I don't know, the Swiss bank will have to track them down. I don't know.
Holocaust assets. Sitting
there, they have no idea. Well, Holocaust assets, we had a different halakha we discussed before. That might be like Zutu Shoyam. It might have other heterim that the guy was Mayayish when he was taken away. All right, but it comes out.
Just one question about the shul. Is that inside the shul shul?
Oh, so now the shul is not a dovo. It's not shchich to be there. And it's hashtis. I don't know which shul, but it could be it's not hoivel himotzi for the shul at least. Because I mean, it's been there for a while. No one ever found it. Vice they don't use the sefer too often. Well, you also have to know who the Bailam of the Shul are. Also, run into that shayla, and if it's Hegdash Pasha, there's no Hegdash. It goes into those shaylas. And if you're going to run into this problem of Chatzah Yisur HaSel Yadeh, so when it entered the Shul's Chatzah, it was Yisur HaSel Yadeh, because the guy wasn't Miyayishit yet. Could be. You have to know, right? So then, not so simple. Not so simple. All right. That was what I, at the end of the day, I told him that Lechatchili should try to track down the owners because you have, you're contending with the preachers and others, or that the Yish, there's no Yish here.
What was the value of these notes?
We don't know. If the Rav was a nobody, it's probably not even worth the piece of paper that's written on. But if the Rav was somebody, and he was a Rav in Europe who wrote it a year after the Chafetz Chaim, it's probably some type of antique valuable. 74. It was a year after the Chafetz Chaim was printed.
But it was made in 1875, but it wasn't worth anything. Now it's an antique, 100 years later.
Right.
But it wasn't much of a value.
But it was worth the Shavar Pruta?
No. But that's Tavavatmo. That's
not
anything else.
So what?
But they knew about it, but it wasn't worth it.
Oh, they knew about it and they decided to give it up. Oh, yeah. I don't know. Pashas, they didn't know about it. Pash, I don't know. But
if it's antique value, then
it's famous.
No, it's time. It's their father's things, their father's writings. They wouldn't hold on to it. They wouldn't let people know about it. Well, and their notes, they bring their notes too?
The
father's notes? Oh, yeah.
Next question is, if let's say something was worth a pruta and then later on it's worth $1 million.
But even a pruta is worth a pruta, is already chayv by shava.
Less than a pruta, then it came worth more money. It was not a real avedah, then it becomes an avedah.
If it was less than the Shavar Pruta, that's a different halakha. If it was less than the Shavar Pruta, then we could talk about it. Rather by notes, rather, there's a Ramesha. Ramesha holds that even someone's notes is less than the Shavar Pruta, but to the loser, it's worth more than the Shavar Pruta because it's his notes. He has an attachment to it. Mamela, you don't have the patur of less than the Shavar Pruta. All right, whatever. That's a Maima Muzga.
His first job is to find out if it who to rob.
Yeah, Lachaira. Let's try to track it down. So I told him, that's where I left off. He hasn't called me back yet. He said he was going to. I don't know.
Can't he figure it out this way? Are most people somethings or nothings?
He doesn't know who what.
All right, come, let's go. Let's do a sma and siv cotton olive. All right? Zakta sma, also a major chiddush here. Zakta sma. You know, it was for a long time, it predated, it preceded this owner's or the owner's family. You know it was in his rishus for three or four generations. Since you know also that this family didn't own this wall forever, it's already an alta aveda. This is all from the Rosh, by the way. The finder could keep it, even min hasafek, he's allowed to keep it. Hamoitzi mechaveroi olav haraya. That's a Lashna Gemara. We're talking about we could be toilet blowing Samarim Kadmainim. Sorry?
This is also Shrine that Mesiris just said about that there's no Yerusha.
Why is it Shrine?
Because why
do
you need to come on to Amarim?
Let it say that what?
There's no Yerusha.
Oh, all along?
Yeah.
From this guy's. You mean Stamze, the whole Allah, I mean, what's going on in the whole Allah, the whole Sif Aleph, let's say that each one was never Yerush, because they were never going to find it. Oh yes, not just on this one, it's the whole Sif Aleph. Here, the Kasha, okay. V'odin shel akam acherim, lavdav kemarim, any guy, like we said, not like the Rosh, kom akam lefim ha'ashahu. V'afilu chaluk kezeh, v'yirid is derek mata kezeh, yachuli yoshirim mibayz gimel derish, oyu avayitzev shazeh. It could be it's only three generations old, the rust, and it really belonged to this guy's Elter Zayda. Mikomakum, since you also have a tzad that maybe long be predated the Elter Zayda, belonged to the Goyim, kimi demotzedech matmonius ve'efshe shabosham and miyamin kadmainim v'hoyi shal akam hamitzim mechaver olavarai v'chen kosvatur ein shom. Zok de Rosh, a blitz chiddish. I have a suffix. Till now, the Lashon is Shani Yoyma, Pasha, it sounds like, yeah, Zicha belonged to the guy. No, it was even only a suffix that it belonged to this guy. You have a suffix, it belonged to the guy from four generations ago, or belonged to this guy Zayda. And on the tzad, it belonged to this guy Zayda, you're now allowed to keep it. Because it was never Yish. Because always in his house, and it was in his shus, and he never gave up, and he died, and Yashim didn't know about it. And it's still in their house, so they weren't Miyayish. Right? So it's like a half the Prisha, they're still in the house, so they were never Miyayish, because eventually they're going to find it, and then they didn't find it. The next generation will Miyayish, because eventually they'll find it. But Bekitza, you have a suffix. Did it belong to a guy and it's Hefka and it's yours? Or did it belong to this guy's Elter Zayda and it's not yours and it's also to take? The Allah is a mighty mechaver of Olaraya and you're allowed to take it. A pella from the Rosh. And when you have a suffix, you're allowed to even take it. Sorry? So why isn't he a muksik? So you have to say again, his chutz is not muksik because it's not a chutz of mishtameris or whatever. You have to go into other svaris here, the rekivega. But you have a moitzim kavala raya and you're allowed to keep it. A blitz. No, because vivayt I'm being toiler belong to the guy, so no lefim shazin to give it to you. Maybe lefim shazin you should give it to me, because it belonged to the guy and I found it, right? I mean, how do you make it? That's how goof our suffix. So you have a meitim mekavera all over raya, a pella from the Rosh. Why is it such a pella? It's because throughout Hilchas Aveda Metzia, we see fakert. We see whenever you have a suffix, don't you dare touch it. You have a suffix, hinuach. You don't know if it was placed on purpose, lo yigaboy, now let's touch it. Even in this sif, right? The very next line, right? It says that if you have a suffix, it was nestapik layadova. If it was placed there now, or it was from Yemen Kadmainim, Hareze Eloyigabai. Why shouldn't I? Kozman, I still have the suffix. It belonged to Yemen Kadmainim, it belonged to a guy. I should be able to say, I'm Mitzun Kavar Al Ryan, allowed to keep it. Nishnodem. You have a lock of Yishli Midas Lava Yish. So if you find an item, you don't know if the guy's Miyayish. Hey, maybe he doesn't know that he lost it yet. Adav she'im by simin. And had he known about it, he would zecher b'mash. But maybe he doesn't know about it. You're not allowed to keep it. Why? Maybe he does know about it, and he was already miyayish, and I should be able to keep it. It's a suffix. I should be able to keep it. We don't say that. We say it's also, and you have to yemunakach yavelio. So what's going on? Why was some by this suffix? So this kash already asked by a number of achrenim. The Mayna Chokhma, yes, there's a bunch of Achronim, yes, but the Mayna Chokhma, he asks from the case of Yishlam Midas. Better than the Kash from Yishlam Midas, because not Shver. Because you look in the Rosh like Tzu, why over here we say Metzun Hevel Araya, it's like the Rosh, because Lohusak that it belonged to a Yid Mei Oilam. Bishlama, when you find an Aved, I know it belonged to a Yid. And I don't know if he was Miyayish yet or not, to have a suffix. But he has a Chazok, a Cheskos Marikama, and he owned it yesterday. a second before he's Miyayashi Zicha owned it, his Zicha was his, and now Masupik, was he Miyayashi enough that I could keep it? So Avadi and now let her touch it. It's Yehei Munach. I mean, now you have to be Neitel, I know you have to, but once you are Neitel, good, you have it, and Yehei Munach. Why is Yehei Munach? Because you can't keep this item. You're not going to be able to keep this item. It's a Safik, he has a Cheskes Marikama. Over here, there's a Tzad that never belonged to a Yid in the first place. It belonged to the Goyim, and Miriam belonged to them. So Memel, there was no Cheskes Mamin Me'olim, Dr. Rosh. V'chagavna, we'll say, I'm going to make a very Olavaraya, and the find is allowed to keep it. From this case, the next case, when you have a suffix, maybe it's a matman chodesh, maybe someone placed it there now, and afilu nistafik lo yadav, it's even a suffix, why am I allowed over there, it says, lo yigaboy, I should be allowed to keep it, because I'm mitzvah kavel v'ray, there too, there's no chazakah that it ever belonged to a yid, it's a tzad that it once belonged to a guy, so memela I should be able to keep mitzvah kavel v'ray. And Batsim, this line of the Mechaba, even though it's coming from the Rambam, but really is the Gemara. The Gemara asked the Kasha, when you find a Matman in the Kaisel, why are you being told that it belonged to Amariam? Or only Amariam and Mitzni and Yisraelim and not Mitzni? Avad Yisraelim, let's assume that it belonged to a Yid who placed it in the wall. And the Gemara is Shasech Tvei. And Memela, since you have a Suffolk, you're allowed to keep it. That's how the Rosh learned the Gemara. So what was the having in the Gemara? The Gemara said, maybe the Yidim placed it in the wall, and therefore you're now allowed to keep it. What's chibit in having in the maskana? It's still a suffix. In having was a suffix, maskana was a suffix. So maskana, we say, no, it's shasak tzei, it was there for a long time, you're allowed to keep it, a mitzvah kavala v'raya. So in having in the Gemara, maybe a yid placed it in the wall, but maybe not, maybe it belonged to a guy. So how you allowed to, how come the Gemara says, nimzan fel pashas, from the kasha, maybe you placed it in the wall, you're not allowed to keep it? No, let's say over there it's also a mitzvah kavala v'raya. Means how did the Rosh learn the Gemara? It's really yisaisik, what's going on? What was the having in the Gemara that when you have a suffix, you're not allowed to keep it, like the Rosh? If the Rosh was every suffix, make a veil of a raya. So the Achrenim is this kasha. So some Achrenim say that's really not a suffix, it's a roiv, and it's roiv yitayil anakim, but in echnam be a suffix, a shokha, you're not allowed to keep it. That's not the mashmois of the Rosh. The Mereim Yisoda, on the other hand, says a different shot. The Mereim Yisoda, the Netziv, says that no. And the Havamin, it wasn't Shosak Tvei, it wasn't the Alta Aveda, it was a Matman Chodesh. So you have a Shaila Shem Yisrael Mitzvah, and maybe they put it there now. So you have a suffix hinuach. You have a Shaila, maybe the Yid, a Yid put it there now, and it was not even an Aveda. He plans on coming back tomorrow. B'chakavna, you're not allowed to take it. Meshenke, in the case that was Shosach Tvei, that you know for sure it's an Aveda, it's there for a very long time, you know for sure it's Aveda, now, Hamotim Echavera Lovaraya. What's the beer advarim? I mean, the Rambam is just saying avar. If you have safik hinuach, even though there's a tzad safik it belongs to a guy, no, you're not allowed to touch it. But in the case when it is an aveda, then all of a sudden we say, "What's the make of all of a right?" What's pshat?
That
what? And. Mex Akam, Mex Yisrael, and there the halacha is the Yechayiv Lahachris. If it was Mex or Mex, the halacha is that maybe it belonged to a Yid and you got to return it. Why do you have to return it? Maybe it belonged to a guy, and let's say, and it's an Aveda, and it's a Moitzi Mechaveroi, Olav Horayo. I hear the Shaila. Okay, good. God, but Zokta Netziv, that Hinuach is different. What's Prad in the Netziv? So I want to tie, and I have in my mind to tie the same thing. It's a chiddush, but that would be like this: that bishloima, when you know for sure it's an aveda, so for sure you're supposed to, or you could pick this thing up. The child is just, who do you return it to? Do you return it to this yid who owns the house or his forefathers, and he gets a beirusha, or do you keep it because it really belonged to a guy? You don't know who to return it to. So vivad, you're allowed to pick this thing up. I picked it up. And now Mesubik, who I return it to. So Mitzvah Mekavir Alavaraya, it's already by me. I'm Muxik in it. So Mitzvah Mekavir Alavaraya. Mashenge by Safik, Hinuach, that it might not be a Naveda. The Alok is Loyiga, but you're not allowed to touch it because maybe the Baalim are coming back tomorrow to get it. But you have no right to take it from the Baalim. Even a Safik, you have no right to take it from the Baalim. Even a Safik Baalim, you have no right to do that. You're not allowed to touch it. So you can't touch it. You can't say Mitzvah Mekavir Alavaraya. It's only when you for sure can pick it up. Then, once you can pick it up, then we have to know who do you return it to. So better let it stay by you, Mitzvah Kavala Varaya, because maybe you deserve to keep it because it really belonged to Miriam.
If you know the Lachas on Mitzvah Kavala Varaya, how do you have a right to pick it up?
Yeah, good Shaila. Good Shaila. Yeah, I don't know, because it's Zicha Navedas, so you Zicha.
That doesn't make sense, that you should do a lot of.
Okay, yeah. I hear the Shaila.
You taking off Yana's bowels, like the mezuzah.
I'm not taking off Yana's. Yana might be the only Yana might not be, but it's an Aveda. So zikr. So what should I do instead?
Leave it
then. I'll leave it then. So no should find it. All right, I'm not saying it's not shreya, but that's on the Meroi Mitzvah. The answer, yeah, I have a good kasha for Mexico from Metzachim. I just had another kasha, which no matter what you learn, really is going to be shreya. We learn this teretz, you learn like the Alokalim. Any teretz you want is going to be shreya. If you look in the Sefer, the Mechaba says, let's revisit this. Mechaba says, if it's a Kaisel Chodesh, the first half is talking about a Kaisel Yoshin. But if it's a Kaisel Chodesh, like the Mechaba, what does that mean, Kaisel Chodesh? Dahainu. We know for sure that it was his avoisev, his forefathers, his Zayd, his Elter Zayd, that built it. And never left their possession. If it's mechetzio lefnim, belongs to the owner. Because there was never an aveid, it was never yish on it, because it always stayed in the family. It was his Zayd, his father's, and now it's his. Zok the goin in sif cotton hay. The goin is medayik. Why does that? And this is a lashon harosh actually. Why does it have to be mamish yedua that it belonged to the zayda and the elder zayda? What happens if you have a suffix? You're not sure if it belonged to the elder zayda. Maybe it belonged to a guy as well. You have a suffix. What to do? What's the halacha? Zok the goin dafki yedua avu min astam. You're allowed to keep it because since the Balabais was not muksik boy, because it's a tzad, it predated his zayda, it came from a goy. Since it's a suffik and he's not muksik, you're allowed to keep it. And he continues like the Rosh says, just like by a Miriam. Now, Bishloima, by our case, by the ratio, we're talking about a matmain yoshin, a kaisel yoshin, it's tif, it's chaludin, it's derech, matamata. So you know for sure it's an aveda. It's for sure gone. It's yamin kadmainim. So now you could say to Svara that, oh, I zicha pick up. It's not a sofik yinuach, I zicha could pick it up, and now I don't have to give it back. But the sefer of the Mechaba, we're talking about a kaisel chodosh. So even if it's hella chaluda, but we said the svara, that even if it's hella chaluda, it could be it's not an aveda, because the bialim keep things there for a long time. I could store my hammer in my garage, and it could be hella chaluda there, and I stored it for 5 years on my drill, and it's hella chaluda, and it never became an aveda in the first place. Because I store, balabatim store things in their house for long periods of time without going back to get them. They have no problem, because they know it's in safe place, it's in their house. So the safer pashas are talking about when it's not an aveda. Or the tzad, it's an aveda. Means that the sefer is talking about where maybe the bialim place it there and they never lost it. They know it's there. They know it has a chaluda, but they don't mind. They keep it there for a long
time. They sold this house. They knew it was there. They weren't taking it.
No, maybe it's the present bialim. The present bialim, there's still a suffix. Maybe the present bialim owns this item and placed it there, knows about it, and it's hella chaluda. He put it in the wall for safekeeping, and it was hella chaluda, but it doesn't make a difference it's hella chaluda. Because bialim keep store stuff for long periods of time, even with chaluda. So it was never an avedo, so you also have a suffix kinuach. The same way the Netziv says by suffix kinuach before, lo yiga boy, l'chayr the sefer, the Mechaba is also suffix kinuach. Suffix, maybe it's the present bialim tinuach, and he was never miyayish, it's never an aveda. Suffolk maybe was from there, from who knows when, and it predated the grandfather and it came from a guy. Good, but how could the guy say, even over there, when you have this suffolk, you're allowed to keep it, just like the Rosh says, and it's a Muslim of Avaraya, this is not just like the Rosh. This is a case of suffolk yinuach. Means, how did the guy understand this deek in the sefer, together with the line before, that when you nestapik lo yadava, hareza lo yigabai? That suffix, you don't know if it was placed there now, belonged to a guy, lo yigabai. But in the sefer, when you don't know if the bialim placed it there, and they were never miyayish, there's never an aveda, because they know it's there, or maybe it came from a guy, also, and then you can keep it. What's going on? It's the same exact case, Bemis. It's the same case of a suffix yinuach. Why over there? And over there, you don't have the other teretz. You go like the teretz of the Mayan Chachma that the Rosh only talking about when you have a roiv. There's no roiv over here. It's a legitimate suffix. Did the bialim place it there now? Or did it come from before, from the goyim? If anything, it's probably more mistavra that it belonged to this bialim who placed it there, or his father, his grandfather, rather than say that it predated and came from that goy from 100 years ago. And nevertheless, if you have a suffix, you're allowed to keep it. It belongs to the maitzeh. What's going on? And I'll prove it to you that this halacha, the sefer is talking about, where it doesn't have a shem aved on it. Because it, over here in the sefer, there's a halacha that if it was memalik halakaisa, the halacha is yachloiku. It's So Mamalat Kol HaKozi, you don't know if it belonged to the outsider, it came from outside, in which case he was Meyayish, you're allowed to keep it, or belonged to the insider, the Balabais. So Mamalat Yachloik, if you have a legitimate Safek, Safek HaShoklos, it's either yours or the owner, so the Halach is, it's Yachloik. Now, in that case, why don't we say the Rosh is Pshat? The Rosh holds that whenever you have a Safek, it belongs to the Moitzi because a Moitzi make a very Olavarai. So why don't you say, by the case of Mamali Kala Kaisel, there too you have a Safek. Did it belong to the outsider? Did the outsider place it there and he was Miyayish? Or did the insider place it there, the Balabais, and he wasn't Miyayish? So why did the Mechavis say Tziach Loiko? Why don't we say that it belongs to the Moitzi because a Moitzi make a very Olavarai? That's different because it's like also like a Safek Inua. Maybe it's the present Bailim who placed it there. And even if it's Helech Haluda, he never gave up. He keeps things there for a long time. And that's why it's Yachloiko. It's not a Mitzvah of a Lavarayim. In other words, that it doesn't shtim. You have a case at in the middle of Nistapik Le'adava. Over there we say, no, Lo Yigaboy, it's a Suffolk, you can't touch it. The very end of the Mechaba case is also, it's a Yachloiko. We don't say it belongs to the Mitzvah because it's a Suffolk. You have two cases in the Mechaba that you can't keep it. But in the middle, the guy plugs in, but if you're not sure, and it might have belonged to the guy that predated, then all of a sudden you can keep it. What's going on? It's the exact same Safek Hinuach, and by Safek Hinuach, you're going to have to say that you're not allowed to touch it. Whatever the pshat is, if it's because of the Merem Yisod or because of the other one. I mean, in other words, how did the guy in plug in this dik? And it's not just in the Mechaba. It's, again, there's a Losh and a Rosh. You do a Shahayu Shalav Vaisav. The Goyin's dik is, what do you need to do for? Even if it will be a Safek, Tari says no, because it will be a Safek, you're allowed to keep it. It's a great Alvaraya. How are you allowed to keep it? You have a Safek Hinuach, it should be Shema Lo Yigavai. I don't have a Tari to this Kasha. It's a bomb Kasha. I wish I would find Achrenim who is this Kasha. But like, you have a smat at the beginning, and Mitzvah Mekavah Rai. The next case is Safek, Lo Yigaboy. The next case is Goyin's Dik, on that case of Safek, you can keep it. And the last case of Safek, it's Yachloiko, you can't keep it. Like, going back and forth, back and forth. What's the halacha by Safek? Or Benesh Olam, do we invoke Mitzvah Mekavah Rai, or don't we? Alright, Tzarchi, if anyone has a teretz, let me know. I think we ran out of time. Good tovach.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.